Weather weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Partly cloudy today with daytime highs approaching 64. Southeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. A dusting of snow tomorrow night through Friday. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Right now, it's 54 degrees.
At Tony's Meat Market in Marysville, fresh is the expectation, not a choice. Offering special orders, a drive-through window for easy pickup, and always the freshest meat around. If you haven't seen what Tony's Meat Market has to offer, swing on down to 1509 Center Street in Marysville across from Superwash. Steaks, pork chops, hamburger, chicken, barbecue essentials, and now ice-cold beer. Whether you're feeding 5 or 50, Tony's has you covered. A friend from the first visit. That's Tony's Meat Market in Marysville.
Mid-America Network News. Authorities have arrested a Kansas wrestling coach for alleged child sex crimes. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation says that agents arrested 31-year-old Michael Vander Linden last night for 8 counts of aggravated indecent liberties with a child. The agency says it started its investigation in June of 2022 after the Coffee County Sheriff's Office was informed of a sexual relationship between Linden and a student at Burlington High School in 2012. The investigation turned up a second student who reported a sexual relationship with a wrestling coach around the same time. A proposed bill to increase the penalty and fines for people who harm law enforcement dogs or horses is approved by the Kansas House. Currently, the sentence for someone who harms or kills a law enforcement dog is 30 days to 1 year in jail, with fines ranging from $500 to $5,000.
February is the month for breakups. It's time to break up with that old car before you have to buy another Valentine's Day gift of expensive parts and labor. Let Midwest Kia help you break up with negative equity, high interest rates, and even higher payments. With rebates as high as $7,500 and rates as low as 0% APR on eligible models. Plus, special lease payments on almost every new Kia in stock. And remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Break up with that old beater and fall in love with your new Kia from Midwest Kia. Home of the simple, transparent, and fast, better way to buy. Come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Offers with approved credit. Low APR and rebate cannot be combined. 0% APR for well-qualified buyers with at least 740 credit score. $7,500 rebate is for a lease on a Kia EV6 or EV9. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has ordered flags to be flown at half staff on Friday, February 16th, in honor of an Olathe Marine who was killed last week in a helicopter crash in California. Lance Corporal Donovan Davis, 21 years old, was a crew chief for the CH-53E Super Stallion helicopter that crashed during a storm in the mountains outside of San Diego on February 7th. Davis has been honored with the Global War on Terrorism Service Medal, National Defense Service Medal, and a Sea Service Deployment Ribbon. Frying pan in hand, Liberals' Pamela Bolivar sprinted to win the annual pancake race of competitors from Liberal Kansas and Olney, England. KSCB reports that Bolivar, 19, dominated in Tuesday's race and finished in 63.3 seconds. Liberal joined in the friendly rivalry with Olney in 1950. Each woman must flip a pancake in the frying pan at the start and at the finish of the race.
As a business owner, you work hard to make a profit. Earning a living and supporting your family is always on your mind. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can help you lower your business expenses by finding the right insurance coverage at the best rate to protect your investments. Our agents have many years of experience handling all types of insurance policies, including commercial insurance. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Put us to work for you. Blue Valley Insurance.
The Brown Nauseam at American Network News. I am Felix Johnson. The Grand Island Chamber has named a new president in Jamie Carl, who previously served as Nebraska Chamber's vice president. He has worked with two Nebraska U.S. senators as a U.S. Army veteran and also spent the last 5 years with the Ohio Manufacturers Association. He is taking over for Cindy Johnson, who is retiring. Carl said in a statement that there are no limits on what Grand Island can achieve. In other news, Howard County Sheriff Tom Bush is stepping down to take over as manager of the Heartland Public Shooting Park in Grand Island. Hornady Manufacturing of Grand Island took over management of the park from the city of Grand Island last week and said in a statement that Bush has a deep personal connection with the shooting park, having served the facility as a volunteer over the last decade. In addition to his law enforcement background, Bush served as a U.S. Marine Sergeant with combat deployments to Iraq, where he was awarded the Navy Achievement Medal. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
It's the month of love, and Rusty at Ford is ready to play Cupid for you on your next vehicle. 0% APR is back. Choose from a 2023 Ford Edge for 0% APR for 60 months, or 2023 Bronco Sport 1.9% APR for 72 months. Let Rusty at Ford match you with a vehicle you'll love and get top dollar for your trade. Choose from over 220 new vehicles at Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership. 3 years in a row for best sales and service experience. You'll love 0% APR for 60 months at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Offers with approved credit must finance with Ford Motor Credit. Not all will qualify. Offers expire 2/29/24, $1,667 per month for $1,000 financed at 0% APR for 60 months and $1,496 per month for $1,000 financed at 1.9% APR for 72 months.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council Monday unanimously approved moving forward with a request for proposal that could allow sale, lease, and redevelopment of the commercial buildings on the Kester Block, which are city-owned and operated. The request was drafted with assistance from the Kansas Office of Historic Preservation and Main Street America. Publication of the RFP was discussed, as well as reaching out to prospective developers within the Midwest, with a timeline for return of interest set for April 15th. The mayor has reviewed and urged full vetting of the options the city has with regard to changing ownership of the property, which was given to the city by heirs of the Kester family. A cost share of $11,000 with Blue River Eye Care was approved for reconstruction of the alley behind the former Alliance Insurance Building, which Dr. Olson is remodeling for Blue River. Approval was given for a stormwater management plan for Landall Shop 100 for additional concrete and a 140 by 320-foot building adjacent just west of the shop in East Marysville on property owned by Landall Ventures. Interim City Administrator updated projects underway and coming up. He touched on capital improvement funds available, noting the sales tax revenue is amounted to around $1.1 million annually, and a current undesignated budget of around $1 million was on hand and could be earmarked toward larger projects if the council wished. Mayoral appointments of Dexter Spitznagel to replace Pat Schramm and Jamie Anderson to replace Sally Oliver on the library board were approved, as well as appointment of John McNish as city judge and consideration of Austin Westbrook as city attorney and prosecutor. Austin Westbrook was formerly with GWB Law Firm and lived in Marysville for a time. His Clay Sutter practice is taking over the work of McNish Law Firm as he winds down private practice to accept a judgeship. Question as to office location for Westbrook and attending qualification, which requires the practice be in or a county adjacent to the city, were discussed and will be confirmed. Following a brief executive session, Mayor Fry indicated the contract with interim city manager Jeff Peterson would be coming up. They welcomed his continued input as the search for a permanent manager is underway and that his work on some projects may be continued on a contract basis. A meet and greet open to the public with city manager candidates is planned Wednesday, February 28th, 4:30 till 6 p.m. at the Arts Center in Marysville, with interviews scheduled the following day. Councilman Chris Schrader made a motion to reconsider a previous decision not to replace a storm siren in East Marysville. He heard public comment and argued that he felt it was important to replace it. Cost estimated at $44,000. A motion to move forward with a new storm siren purchase was passed unanimously. Tim Ackerman of Marysville has filed for re-election as Marshall County Sheriff. Brock Funk will serve as principal at Great Bend, USD 428, effective August 1st. Funk is secondary social studies teacher and junior senior high building principal at Washington County, serving that role since 2020. Kansas Grain Sorghum Producers Association elected Shane Oldie of Palmer as board president. Prior to the election, he served as vice president. Oldie farms in Washington and Clay counties and operates Oldie Seed Farms and Verimax RCS. Raymond Dean Richard, age 84, passed away February 6th. Memorial service is planned Thursday, 10:30 at the Marysville Methodist Church, visitation preceding. Interment in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Dean Richard. Marianne Bonning, age 93, passed away February 3rd. Graveside service Thursday, 2:30 at the Hanover City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 2 at the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Marianne Bonning. Barbara L. Barb Buck, age 89, of Marysville, passed away Monday. A celebration of life service will be held Thursday, 5:30 at Kinsley Mortuary, with a family visitation from 6 until 9 p.m. Thursday. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Barb Buck of Marysville. Donald W. Don Harmer, age 92, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 1 until 9. Family will see friends Friday from 6 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Don Harmer.
Access denied.
We've all been there. When you can't connect the thingy to the whatchamacallit, and the whatchamacallit can't find the Wi-Fi network. Well, Blue Valley Technologies has a solution that can help you with all your connected devices. Tech Home with unlimited multi-device support to help you get your home connected and even tune up your computer. Find more details at bluevalley.net/techhome.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the mid-50s and lower 60s. Southeast winds between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 25. Partly cloudy overnight with our lows in the mid-20s and lower 30s. Westerly winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. A bit cooler throughout Thursday, sunshine with our highs in the lower to mid-40s. Then some rain and snow showers possible throughout Thursday night with our lows in the mid-20s and lower 30s. Some snow flurries possible early on Friday, otherwise staying cloudy with our highs in the lower 30s and lower 40s. Then staying clear throughout Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper teens. Staying sunny into Saturday with our highs in the lower to mid 40s and clear skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Warming up on Sunday, some sunshine with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Then partly cloudy skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the lower 30s. Still staying sunny as we head into Monday with our highs in the lower to upper 50s and clear skies into Monday night with our lows in the lower 20s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-February, 44. Record high on this date, 73. The average low, 22, and the record low, 26 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:22. Sunset this evening at 6:01.
Love is in the air, and so is the scent of roses. Want to really stand out this Valentine's Day? We look at alternatives to traditional roses next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, February 14th. It's Ash Wednesday and Valentine's Day, the 45th day of the year. Legendary football coach Woody Hayes and actor Simon Pegg were both born on this day. Take a look around today, and you are sure to see gift givers presenting roses, roses, and more roses. But this year, gift your loved one something that will last longer and be just as stunning. Instead of cut flowers, give a plant. Cyclamen and anthurium are both striking plants adorned with vivid heart-shaped blossoms, and an orchid always elicits oohs and ahs. Lastly, you can't go wrong with a sweetheart Hoya. This succulent is literally called Valentine plant thanks to its heart-shaped leaves. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and get the advice of the day at almanac.com.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Spoil your Valentine with a delicious dinner out on the town at the Wagon Wheel. A dinner for two of lobster and sirloin for $60. With it being Ash Wednesday, substitute garlic and herb shrimp for the sirloin. Specials and limited menu available Wednesday, February 14th from 5 p.m. until 9. This Valentine's Day, celebrate with the Wagon Wheel.
Mid-America Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. The Kansas City Chiefs won Super Bowl 58 against the San Francisco 49ers in overtime. Final score was 25-22. Here's what quarterback and Super Bowl 58 MVP Patrick Mahomes had to say to the media after the game.
I can't even explain what was going through my mind. I was just extreme joy. Didn't even know where to go. Just so excited. I'm so proud of the team, so proud of the guys. The battle to the very end. That was my cause of our season. I said it.
In his MVP efforts, Patrick Mahomes threw 34 for 46 for 333 yards, two touchdowns, and one interception. He also led the team in rushing with 9 carries and 66 yards. Last night's win was the Chiefs' third Super Bowl win in the last 5 years and their second over the San Francisco 49ers. They also the first team to win back-to-back Super Bowls since the 2003 and 2004 New England Patriots. Mid-America Network Sports.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Do you suffer from joint pain? Our team of board-certified medical providers specialize in natural joint pain relief without the need for medications or surgery. We understand exactly how joint pain can limit your daily activities and cause discomfort. Imagine doing the things that you love without the constant discomfort of joint pain. Don't let joint pain control your life any longer. Contact Midwest Pain Relief Center today to schedule a consultation with one of our specialists. Call us at 620-478-2878 or find us on the web at MidwestPainReliefCenter.com.
Before the big game on Sunday, the Kansas Jayhawks defended their home court at Allen Fieldhouse against the Baylor Bears, coming away with a close victory, 64-61. Here's what head coach Bill Self had to say.
I was hoping the game was slow, which it was. I was hoping the game was ugly and muddy, which it was, in large part because they turned it over, in large part because we couldn't make shots. This is probably the least happy I've been after a win, because that's not how you play basketball. And that's certainly not the intellect in which you're supposed to play.
Here's what K-State head coach Jerome Tang had to say about his team's loss in Provo, Utah to the BYU Cougars, 72-66.
Last time I was here, it came down to We got a block at the buzzer on the Brandon Davies three. His incredible environment and great game. And once again, the environment didn't fail to live up to the great reputation that it has.
K-State's next matchup is against TCU at home. Mid-America Network Sports.
Tuesday night basketball tip-offs in girls' play. It was Valley Heights over Clifton Clyde, 49-41. Hanover beat Washington County, 83-27. Frankfort down to Onega, 70-46. Troy topped Axtell, 43-32. Lynn over Lakeside, 66-32. And Centralia beat Blue Valley, 63-37. North Central Kansas League girls, Chapman over Rock Creek, 52-33. Clay Center, 137-27. Concordia took Phillipsburg, 52-34. And Hayes over Abilene, 53-27. Boys play Tuesday. Clifton Clyde beat Valley Heights, 53-31. Hanover edged Washington County, 58-52. Frankfort took Onega, 54-27. Axtell won over Troy, 61-56. Lynn beat Lakeside, 47-45. Centralia down Blue Valley, 66-42. Rock Creek boys over Chapman, 66-39. Clay Center won 50-38. Concordia took Phillipsburg, 50-38. And Hayes down to Abilene, 54-47.
It was a rough night offensively for the Valley Heights boys on a Tuesday night versus Clifton Clyde as they fell 53-31. Leading scorer for Clifton Clyde, Jack Scotchnave, had 21 points, 12 in the fourth quarter to pull away from the Mustangs. Valley Heights falls to 5-13 on the season, 2-4 in league play. Leading scorer for the Mustangs was Logan Gray with 7 points. Meanwhile, Clifton Clyde moves on to 17-2 on the season, 9-0 in league play. Valley Heights girls dethroned the number 18 in Class 1A Division 2 Clifton Clyde with a 49-41 win. Sophomore Ava Smith was the star of the show with 22 points, 11 of those in the third quarter as the Mustangs moved to 13-5 on the season, 7-2 in league play. Meanwhile, Clifton Clyde girls dropped to 14-5 on the season, 6-3 in league play. Up next for Valley Heights, a road trip to Onega on Friday before a makeup game on Monday, and then a trip down to Blue Valley on Tuesday, a game that we broadcast here on KNDY Radio.
Growing our future business leaders one career-driven student at a time. A salute to the area FBLA students from Landall Company, Galloway, Wiegers, and Brenniger, Route 77 Corner Stores, and United Bank and Trust.
Hi, my name is Rhett Wurtenberger, and I am the treasurer for the Marysville FBLA chapter. I'm a junior at Marysville High School, and I have been involved in FBLA for 3 years now. My favorite activity would be CTSO, Trick or Treat, So Others Can Eat, which is where FBLA gets together with FFA and FCCLA, and we go around in the community gathering non-perishable food items for the local food pantry. It's a lot of fun to go out with your friends and ask people for donations. Some of the benefits of being a member, it's a lot of fun when you get to make a lot of new friends that maybe you wouldn't have otherwise made. And I would encourage others to become involved so they can share the same benefits that I've gotten, which is professionalism. I've gotten new friends. I've gained leadership abilities. And that's why I enjoy FBLA.
Hi, my name is Rose Latta. I am the president of the FBLA chapter, and this is my fourth year in FBLA. I really enjoy FBLA, and I think it's a great club that every kid should try at one point. We do lots of fun things like public speaking events. We also create graphic design and video events, and there's just a wide variety of things to do and try out. My personal favorite event is an interview event called FBL, and I actually placed in top 15 globally last year, and I would just encourage everybody to try FBLA at some point because you just got to do a variety of things. You get to meet new people, and you get to grow your post-secondary skills.
My name is Talina McClellan. I'm a senior at Washington County High School, and I have been in FBLA for 4 years. This year, I am our chapter's vice president. My favorite part of FBLA is that you are able to travel for competitions if you are active in your event. By doing this, you are able to meet new people and experience different things. My favorite event to compete in is Community Service Project because I am able to get involved in my community and help others get involved as well.
Growing our future business leaders one career-driven student at a time. A salute to the area FBLA students from Landall Company, Galloway, Wiegers, and Brenniger, Route 77 Corner Stores, and United Bank and Trust.
The dwarf evergreen growing in your landscape may have started as a cluster of twiggy stems known as a witch's broom. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. The name witch's broom is from German, meaning a sense of bewitching, and broom. The cluster of twigs resembled a broom, and since the somewhat mysterious growth could not be explained, they were associated with witchcraft. You can find brooms in a variety of trees, shrubs, and non-woody plants. The abnormal growths are thought to be the result of environmental stresses and those caused by insect and mite feeding, disease organisms, or a genetic mutation. Those resulting from a genetic mutation retain their unique growth habit and pass this along to many of their seedling offspring. These are often propagated and sold as valuable landscape plants like Little Gem and Bird's Nest Norway Spruce. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
KNDY.
Today's topic is toilets and chuck holes. You may have never thought those items to be worthy of a feature until you head to Seattle. I'll tell you why when the American Countryside returns after this.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
In 1881, Seattle got its first toilets, but as city historian Rick Botell says, that wasn't the end of the story.
You can't put a sewer in at sea level, so our sewer was actually built on stilts above ground, and the sewage would empty out. It actually ran right down through the financial district, the sewer did, and then the tide would take all that sewage out.
It was a great system, at least for a few hours.
But then when the high tide came back in again, the outlet pipe for the sewer would be covered up with water, and that would push everything back in again.
The first toilets were known as crappers, the inventor's last name, and if someone used the toilet at sea level during high tide, the pressure had to go somewhere.
Unfortunately, here at the high tide, you flush the crapper, there would be a mini Mount St. Helens of raw sewage and salt water that would come geysering up out of the crapper devices, sometimes up to 6 feet in height.
And if problems with toilets weren't bad enough, the streets were also a cause for grave concern.
We had wagons and buggies and horses getting stuck in the streets. They'd haul them out. They would leave chuck holes. Then in would come the next high tide and wash more dirt out the chuck holes, so they would get larger and larger.
You may think roads today have chuck holes, but the craters in Seattle streets were no laughing matter. In fact, they were deadly.
Kids loved to play in the chuck holes. They'd build rafts and pole across them. They'd play pirate. And the worst finally happened when a 10-year-old boy named Joy Bafancio drowned in a chuck hole.
The chuck hole measured 12 feet by 18 feet and was 7 feet deep. So how did Seattle correct its problems? It occurred quite by accident. And that portion of the story is next time as we travel the countryside. In Seattle, Washington, I'm Andrew McCray.
Can bring your family unconditional love and companionship. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Before you bring home man's best friend, do your homework to be sure you're choosing the right one as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too.
Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
I know several people who wanted a dog, visited an animal shelter, and had their heartstrings tugged by a sad-eyed pup that ended up going home with them. An impulse decision isn't always a good one, especially if the dog ends up not being a good match for your family. Choosing the right canine companion takes some forethought. Brian Bailey is an animal behaviorist and author. He says the first question you need to ask yourself is, why do I want a dog?
Do I want it to be a companion? Do I want it to be a working dog? Will it be living in my house? Will it not be living in my house? Do I have children? A lot of things need to be taken into consideration. But number one, why do I want a dog? And then number two, I always advise, try to match the dog to your lifestyle. If you're an active person, active dog. Not so active, not so active dog.
Bailey says every dog wants a job to do. Some breeds have more aptitude for specific tasks than others. For instance, you wouldn't ask a poodle to herd the sheep. You choose a border collie or other breed where herding is in its blood. Also be aware of temperament, especially if there are children around. Some breeds, by nature, tend to be either dominant or submissive. Bailey recommends a laid-back, submissive dog as a family pet.
You know, there's a reason why all these children get bitten. They ignore the warning signs of these big dogs, and they try to take toys out of the big dog's mouths and pull their ears and hit them with their new lightsaber that they got at a Star Wars movie. And a lot of these dogs repel. They go after them. They say, back off. You're not going to do that to me. So we've got to have a dog that's willing to take a little bit of Johnny's abuse and not lash back out aggressively.
A good way to start researching dog breeds is by perusing the American Kennel Club's website. You'll find more tips for choosing the right canine companion for your family at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Thank you. It's time to tax like a champ with help from your local pros at H&R Block. Block guarantees 100% accuracy and your max refund or your money back.
Walk in or make an appointment with your local H&R Block agent, 907 Broadway in Marysville or 115 North 6th Street in Beatrice, to see for yourself why it's better with Block.
All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund. Limitations apply. See hrblock.com/guarantees.
See your local H&R Block office in Marysville, 907 Broadway, or in Beatrice at 115 North 6th.
A Canadian company introduces a biodegradable seed coating. Details ahead on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to Right Spot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Lucent Biosciences in West Vancouver, British Columbia, has created a biodegradable micronutrient seed coating. Michael Riedick is co-founder and CEO.
Our mission is to develop new types of crop inputs that help the transition in the agri-food system to sustainability.
Riedick says the product Nutrios is free of microplastics.
Microplastics are used in macronutrient slow-release coatings. They are used in seed coatings as well. And I was just reading an article last week about studies that are done that show that these microplastics also end up in the leaf tissue and basically in our food.
Riedick says a microplastics ban is on the horizon in Europe, and he adds the U.S. and Canada are likely not far behind.
It makes a lot of sense because nobody wants microplastics in their food. And this is how we are looking to help.
Riedick says Nutrios is for corn, soybeans, and wheat in the U.S. and Canada.
There's a lot of enthusiasm among farmers for new types of crop inputs that won't have these problems that relate to pollution and climate.
Learn more at lucentbiosciences.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
At Kramer Oil, safety always comes first. We're here to keep your home and shop warm with reliable propane delivery, which is why with your first fill-up, we perform a complimentary leak check. Your safety is our top priority, so you can rest easy knowing we've got you covered. And we're not just about safety, we're about convenience too. Need propane when you want it at a fair price? Call or text us today at 785-562-2466. We're here to serve you.
Attention farmers and livestock owners. Looking for top quality seed and essential supplies for your animals? Look no further than Home City Grain, offering a wide variety of feed options for small and large livestock, as well as smart lick tubs, perfect for providing essential nutrients to your herd. That's not all. Home City Grain is now offering dust control services. Don't wait. Contact them at 785-799-3326 by May 1st to sign up and secure your spot.
Good Wednesday. I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network. The January World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates Report details South American soybean production and the impact on the market. We spoke with Mac Marshall, the Vice President of Market Intelligence with the United Soybean Board. He notes that China will be important to watch, keeping the transport of soybeans and price in mind. He also says the drop in Brazil's soybean production will be picked up by an increased production in Argentina.
Part of that is offset by higher production out of Argentina. They took that crop up 2 million tons. Argentina's had a pretty notable rebound from last year's disastrous crop cycle. So you put together Argentina, Brazil, and Paraguay. Where we were last month was production of about 219 million metric tons, taking that down by a net loss of 1.7 million metric tons. Taking into account the slight uptick in U.S. production, I think the market was generally looking for more drastic cuts on the South American side and maybe some downside on U.S. production. So all of this is saying, like, yes, there's a lot of supply in the market. We're probably going to see a good crop come out of Brazil in total figure, but not what was expected at the start of the year. So that's really the big thing to watch.
He also states China buying soybeans from Brazil shows that America needs to diversify its soy markets overseas.
Cheap Brazilian beans, particularly as that crop is coming to market, provided some headwinds for the U.S. Certainly the logistical issues that we've had, both in the Mississippi earlier this year during harvest time, and then certainly the Panama Canal and then subsequent rerouting, that's been additive for shipping costs, which naturally erodes our price competitiveness relative to Brazil in some regards. Chinese buyers do like U.S. beans to store, so that's an important differentiator that is out there in the marketplace. For all of those headwinds that we talked through, our meal exports are going absolutely gangbusters this season. There's a mixed bag, so some headwinds, but also some green shoots as well.
Again, that's Mac Marshall with the United Soybean Board, and I'm Sam Spack with your latest ag news for the Mid-America Ag Network.
It's the month of love, and Rusty Eck Ford is ready to play Cupid for you on your next vehicle. 0% APR is back. Choose from a 2023 Ford Edge for 0% APR for 60 months or 2023 Bronco Sport 1.9% APR for 72 months. Let Rusty Eck Ford match you with a vehicle you'll love and get top dollar for your trade. Choose from over 220 new vehicles at Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership. 3 years in a row for best sales and service experience. You'll love 0% APR for 60 months at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Offers with approved credit must finance with Ford Motor Credit. Not all will qualify. Offers expire 2/29/24 at $1,667 per month for $1,000 financed at 0% APR for 60 months and $1,496 per month for $1,000 financed at 1.9% APR for 72 months.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca, the best place to be.
Skip the drive. Come see us right here in Marysville, Kansas. At Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, you'll find the same honest sales experience backed by the same reliable service. With the same goals in mind, our Marysville location is sure to provide you with a satisfying vehicle experience. Find us on Facebook or stop in at 1122 Pony Express Highway today.
Has he driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
The United States is one of the world's largest sugar producers. The farmers who grow it make your day a lot sweeter on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Attention farmers and growers. Upgrade your equipment with Maxim Agricultural Tires, where performance meets value. We deliver you a premium range of tires designed for superior traction, enhanced durability, and maximum performance, all at a competitive price. Our technology-driven radial tires, available in both standard and VF construction, are engineered to meet the evolving needs of farmers worldwide. Don't compromise on quality. Choose Maxim for reliability in every field. Visit us at MaximTire.com to learn more.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Sprinkled into your coffee this morning was likely grown by a farmer here in the U.S. Beet sugar is grown in 11 northern states, and sugarcane is grown in 3 southern states. There is no difference in the sugars. Luther Marquardt is chairman of the board of the American Sugar Alliance. He says the sugar industry provides 142,000 jobs across the country, and they put over $20 billion into the U.S. economy.
The policy that we have to work with is it's a simple loan program. We're producing sugar in the wintertime faster than what the market needs it. So we take loans from the Department of Agriculture while we store everybody's sugar, and then as they need it, it, we sell it to them, they pay us, and then we pay the USDA back with interest. For 17 of the last 18 years, all of those loans have been paid back.
What's unique in the sugar industry is that there are 21 factories, and the farmers own all of them. The farmers also need to invest over $1 million for specialized equipment and other costs.
We can use planters, we plant seeds, but we have to have special harvesters, extra trucks, all of that. And then you have to be a shareholder in a farmer cooperative, so you have to buy shares into that company. So it takes a lot, and it will take about 450 to 500 farmers to make those kinds of investments, and probably close to $1 billion to build a sugar processing facility.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about the sugar industry in the United States at agriculture.com.
As a farmer and rancher for over 50 years, I know the integrity that comes with land stewardship. I am Gene Bach, a licensed agent with Hayden Outdoors Real Estate. Our family at Hayden Outdoors is devoted to the success of your listing or auction sale. Whether it is a rural residence, farmland, or a recreational haven, give me a call at 402-520-5140 and we can help. That's 402-520-5140 or email me at gene@haydenoutdoors.com.
Good Wednesday afternoon. I'm Zip Speck with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we head through this lunch hour and get closer to closing bell a little later this afternoon, we are still seeing mostly lower all across the ag commodities. February live cattle currently down $1.40 at 182.35. April's down 132 at 183.77. Similar triple-digit losses for the feeder cattle markets. The March contract down 240 at 245.60. April's down 247 at 249.27. Hogs still holding strong today. The February contract up 97. At 75.20, April up 355 to 84.62. A lot of pressure in the grains, mostly lower pretty much all across the board. Corn, in fact, hit a new low price today. Most investors waiting on tomorrow's USDA Outlook Forum, as, of course, there's an increase in the new crop 24-25 end stocks, as corn's expected to be at 2.5 billion bushels, which is the largest in a few decades. March corn currently down 7.5 at 423 and a quarter. May down to 436 a bushel. That's down 7.25 cents. Still quite a bit of pressure on the wheat markets as March Kansas City wheat down 12 at 582 and a half, May down 13 and a half at 578 and three quarters. That having to do with a pretty heavy inventory outlook, as well as the Russian wheat prices being slashed. March Kansas City wheat down 11 and three quarters to 582 and three quarters. May down 13 at 579 and a quarter. March oats down 4 3/4 to 377. Into the soybeans. March soybeans down 13 and three quarters to 1172 and three quarter. May is down 13 and three quarters as well to 1178. The meals down 110 at 343.70. And March soybean oil down 101 at 46.30. Cotton with still a monster day today. March cotton up 213 at 93.65. May up 215 at 94.21. A look back down Wall Street here. The S&P inching slightly higher, up 21 at 4,974, attempting to rebound from yesterday's huge sell-off. The NASDAQ up 101 at 15,756, and the Dow Jones up 24 at 38,296. A look at the dollar index here lastly shows a slightly weaker dollar today. The March dollar down 23 at 104.61.
Roll into 2024 on a winning streak at First Council Casino and Resort. Claim your getaway for the greatest concerts, events, and gaming all under one roof. More than 30 acts are booked for 2024. Our indoor water park is a hit for the entire family to relax and unwind. Play with your Seven Clans Rewards card and find out why we have the most loyal players. Pile up the points and earn one-of-a-kind VIP experiences, free play, and cash. And yeah, about the cash. Seven Clans paid more than $50 million in jackpots in 2023. It's all right here at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort, where the winners play. Highway 77 in Newkirk.
News happens quickly across the region, and you need to stay in the know. That's when you turn to us. Join me, Felix Johnson, with your Mid-American Network News. We're here for you all day to give you the latest news, information, and local stories from across Kansas, Oklahoma, Nebraska, and beyond. From the latest at the state capitol to stories in your community to highway closures, community events, and much, much more. The Mid-American Network is here.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTac. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hey, producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout.
K-State's annual Cattlemen's Day serves Kansas cattle producers looking to gain an understanding of current university research, interact with fellow ranchers, and browse the industry's leading technology. K-State Cattlemen's Day co-chair A.J. Tarpoff relays details of the event and the morning schedule.
It's always the first Friday of March, so we've been doing this a long time. We have a great tradition bringing producers to campus to keep them up to date with all key things happening here on campus, things that are happening in the industry, keeping them at the forefront of tools that are at their disposal, and then information that'll help them become, you know, better producers, make better decisions, and ultimately be more profitable. We have President Rich Linton that is coming in to give us a kind of an outline of his views on the university, kind of where we are right now and where we're going. Following that, we will kind of have a rehash, kind of a past and present, what's been happening with the arena, what's been happening with the animal science units. Then, of course, we've got Dr. Glenn Tonser from Ag Econ. We're going to have some outlook. We're going to be looking at beef demand, really giving a futuristic view on, okay, this is where the beef industry is today, right now, but here's some projections, here's some things that are looking forward into the coming year.
It gives insight into one of three breakout sessions happening after lunch.
One of the areas of emphasis is always increasing carcass value. If we can find some research and find some ways to be able to increase the eatability and kind of the flavor and the taste and the texture of some of those lower cuts or lower what we consider lower quality cuts, we can do some amazing things. So with that, we've got some great work that's already been done. Dr. Michael Chow is going to be leading that. There might be some taste testing involved. It gives you a glimpse on what our teams are working at to increase the value of what you're producing.
Tarpoff reviews the registration process and key information to consider before signing up.
Go to our animal science website, so asi.ksu.edu, and we have a big events page. Not only Cattlemen's Day, but a lot of our other key animal science pages and events that we have for producers and youth, you name it. Either, you know, fill out all the information online. You can send emails to Katie Smith, or you can call. It's $25 to attend. Now, that's for pre-registration. If you walk in and register there on site, it will be a little bit more. It'll be $35 for registration. So come one, come all to the 111th Cattlemen's Day.
That was K-State Cattlemen's Day co-chair A.J. Tarpoff on what to expect at the 2024 K-State Cattlemen's Day. The $25 pre-registration ends February 23rd at noon. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Norris Motor Company in Marysville has a one-owner new truck trade. It's a 2022 Chevy Silverado 1500 model High Country Edition. They have a 2022 1500 LTZ71 package under 13,000 miles, as well as a 2023 Buick Envision Essence, awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
From ABC News Wall Street Now, after one of the market's worst sessions in a year, stocks have bounced back today. The Dow Jones this morning was up 48 points. The S&P was higher by a little under 0.5%. The NASDAQ a little over 0.5%. Shares in Uber shot up 10% this morning after the CFO announced a plan to buy back up to $7 billion in stock. Last week, the ride-sharing company reported fourth-quarter earnings that beat Wall Street's expectations. For the first time in 30 years, flight attendants at Alaska Airlines have voted to authorize a strike. An actual walkout is unlikely, though, because of rules governing airline workers. The Association of Flight Attendants says some of its members haven't seen raises in 5 years. Walmart is considering going into the TV making business. The Wall Street Journal says the retailer is in talks to buy TV maker Vizio, which is the best-selling brand in Walmart. The deal could be worth more than $2 billion. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
KNDY. Columbia's original country station, touching eight decades. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz.